This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us, domestic engineering. And if you heard top of the hour news, Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, said that because of the economic strength, he doesn't think we're in a recession. I don't know. I guess economic strength has been redefined to hyperinflation prices. I think that's what that means. Class, we are in a depression. Kathy, you asked me about capacitors, and I taught a class last Monday, hour number two, this week. So if you want to hear the class on capacitors and get some more information about what they are, how they work, and the problems they cause, you can go to GCNlive.com. Search for Monday's date, select hour number two in the archives, and you can listen to it. Or you can go to Ron Gibson's BitChute channel, and I asked Ron if he would separate the hour number two class on capacitors, and it's a special broadcast on the Ron Gibson channel on BitChute, and it's capacitors. And I make the claim that it can save you up to $2,000. If you own a home, and you keep it for 15 years because you will enjoy the experience of your air conditioning system failing, because the capacitors that are in these air conditioning systems and many other devices last about maximum 15, 16 years. So you will enjoy somebody telling you that you need a new outside unit. Because what happens is when the capacitor fails, the compressor does not want to start. And what a capacitor does is it provides an extra boost of electricity at the moment that the motor starts to spin. So your outside compressor has an electric motor that there's an integral compressor and motor in a sealed unit. And the external to that would be a capacitor. Two wires, something about the size of a vitamin jar or an orange juice concentrate can. Small 6.5 ounce orange juice can. Two little terminals on it, or maybe three. And it is attached to it's inside the back cover of your outside air conditioning unit. And they fail. And when they fail, the motor won't work. The motor will hum. The compressor won't turn. And typically what happens is the technician that comes out says, yeah, it's a compressor. Well, it is a compressor because the capacitor won't let the motor in the compressor start because the capacitor failed. So there are ways you can test a capacitor, and it's dangerous. I'm going to tell you how I do it, and I'm going to say that don't believe anything I say. But whatever you do, if you decide to do this, go look at YouTube videos on search on compressor capacitors or air conditioning capacitors, because they can store electricity up to 400 volts and keep it for a while, and then if you touch the terminals, you're going to get a jolt and it could kill you. So what I do is, for an outside air conditioning unit, I turn the electricity off, and then I turn the air conditioning unit on with no power to it. So the motor will try to start, but there's no electricity. So it will drain that capacitor. Then I'll take the cover off the air conditioning unit. And of course, the circuit breaker's off, right? And then I'll take the back cover off the air conditioning unit, typically four screws, and I will put a insulated screwdriver where I'm holding the insulated grip of the screwdriver, and I'll put the metal end of the screwdriver across the two capacitor terminals. They're separated by about 3/8 of an inch. And that will discharge the capacitor. It shorts it out. Then it's safe to handle if you do it right. Then I use insulated needle nose pliers, and I hold the insulation, and I wiggle the two terminals off one at a time, and I replace the capacitor. And put it back in its single strap that holds it with one screw. Power it up, and it takes about 5 minutes. There's a timer on the control board that will not let that outside unit start for 5 minutes after power has been turned back on. So if you turn it on and you expect it to work, you have to wait about 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden it'll start right up, if it's the bad capacitor. Capacitors cost about $12, $11, $12, $13 shipped. Or you can buy them locally. And they come from China. So where are they? They're in washing machines. Your agitator washing machine has one. They're in dishwashers. Anything that has an electric motor generally has a capacitor. They're on the motherboards of computers. And that's generally why computers fail. Because the capacitors fail after about 7 years on computers. Ceiling fans, refrigerators, freezers, dehumidifiers. Now, the ones to fix a refrigerator, you buy a hard start kit, H-A-R-D, space S-T-A-R-T, space kit, K-I-T. And that is a capacitor and a relay in a package. It's cylindrical. It's a little smaller than the core of a roll of toilet paper. It has five wires, and they're color-coded. Two of them will go to the power cord of your refrigerator, freezer, or dehumidifier. And the other three will go on the compressor motor itself. It takes about maybe 15 minutes if you've never done it. And that generally will fix a compressor motor that won't start. Generally. I keep them on hand, and they're about $12. You can buy them for about $12 on eBay, and they're called hard start kits. And typically they're made by a company called Supco, S-U-P-C-O, S-U-P-C-O. And I keep them on hand so that if a compressor doesn't start on a refrigerator or freezer or dehumidifier, I've got what's necessary to probably fix it. And most of the time it does. So they are sold based on the capacitors are sold in microfarads. And that is a measure of capacitance, MFD. For short. Sometimes it's a lowercase u, as in micro, F for farad, UF or MFD. And you need to have the right size. So if you're going to get a hard start kit, you need to know the horsepower rating of that compressor. And you'll see that on the side of the label of the compressor. It'll tell you how many horsepower it is. And then you get the right hard start kit for that compressor. I suggest you get it before you need it. Because when it goes bad, typically that means your food is starting to get warmer, 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 or your freezer is starting to defrost. And you're going to want it right away. And you can literally fix this in 15 minutes if you have the hard start kit right then and there. So look on the name plate label of your compressor. Take a picture of it if you want, and it'll tell you how many horsepower it is and get the right size. Okay. Now, typically, they're in a range. They might say 1/5 to 1/4 of a horsepower. So if yours is 1/5 of a horsepower, that's the right size. If it's 1/4 of a horsepower, that's the right size. If it's 1/3 of a horsepower, it's not the right size. Okay. So you get the hard start kit that's sized right for your compressor. And, you know, if you have three units, you have a dehumidifier, a freezer, and a refrigerator, you can get all three of them for like $45. That is way less than calling some guy to come out and take a look, right, and say, yeah, you need a compressor. All right, so as far as air conditioning compressors are concerned, those are much larger capacitors, typically around 45 microfarads, roughly $12 a piece. So these are really cheap, inexpensive things, but they go bad. So ceiling fans, anything with an electric motor probably has a capacitor, and those are my thoughts on it. In terms of testing one, once you short it out, if you ultimately short it out with the screwdriver, and you must do that before you do a test or you blow your meter. If you have a digital volt ohm amp meter, what you do is you set it to a high range of resistance, like 20,000 ohms, and you put the two, the black and the red test lead across the two capacitor leads. And if it counts, if you see a numerical reading on your display of your digital ohm meter, set to about 20,000 ohms, and then you reverse quickly, very quickly reverse the red and the black and test it the opposite direction, and you still see numbers counting up or counting down, your capacitor probably works. If nothing happens, the capacitor is no good. Kathy, back to you. Any questions?
Vince, is the only one that is really dangerous is the whole house air conditioning unit, or are all capacitors, like if it's a real small one, do you still have to short them out and do what you were doing?
For the ones for a small fan, like a ceiling fan motor, probably not. But what I would do for all of these devices, I would turn the power to the breaker off at the breaker panel, make sure that electricity is not flowing to, like, a ceiling fan, then turn the ceiling fan on. That's what I would do. Then it's safe to cut one wire at a time in the ceiling fan. And the capacitor in the ceiling fan is in that little round can that's right where the lights would be attached if you happen to have lights on a ceiling fan. None of our ceiling fans have lights because I prefer to have lights not attached. And, you know, I just don't like, for me, I'd rather have different kind of lighting in the room rather than from the ceiling fan. But most people have lights in the ceiling fan. So where the lights are connected to that round canister at the bottom or the lowest part of the ceiling fan, that's where the capacitor is there. Typically two or three screws to remove the cover, and you'll be able to access it. And it looks like it's typically a black domino-shaped device with either two, three, four, five wires. And it'll say what size it is. It'll say in microfarads. I've got one in front of me that says 10 MFD/5 MFD/250 VAC, as in 10 microfarads and 5 microfarads at 250 volts AC. So if you get the same one, you'll see pictures on eBay if you want to buy it there, and you get the same one, and you'll be able to cut the wires and use wire nuts and replace color for color with those wires. Next thing is yes, you can get shocked, but it won't be too bad with a little capacitor like for a ceiling fan. But for a whole house air conditioning unit, if it does work partially or fully, yes, you can get shocked, and it's a pretty substantial shock. It's very substantial. So, yes, you must short it out with a screwdriver. You must.
Vince, if you, okay, somebody like me that maybe really wouldn't know what I was doing, my husband would, I'm sure, but I wouldn't. If I called it a service repair, like for my air conditioning unit out, could I say, or do you believe that, like if I said, can you test the capacitor or just put a capacitor on? I mean, it would be a lot cheaper than replacing a whole unit. Will they do something like that?
Yeah, probably. And, you know, we come back, I'll tell you a story about kind of like that happened to a guy I know. And he had an air conditioning unit, and he had a buddy. They went to the same club, you know, same social club as he, and they were buddies. And he called his buddy to have his air conditioning system fixed. I'll tell you what happened when we come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I know this guy, and his air conditioning system quit. So I called his buddy, and these two guys, went to the same club. And not like a golf club, but think of it like Kiwanis Club or the Lions Club or something like that, the Elks Club or the Moose. And so they're buddies. And so he called his buddy and said, hey, my air conditioning system's not working. Of course, I'm paraphrasing. And can you send – this guy was in the air conditioning business. You know, his buddy was – that's what his buddy did, and sold and serviced and installed air conditioning systems, residential and commercial. And so his buddy sent a technician. They said, you need the whole unit, whole outside unit. It was like $5,000. So because this guy was a friend, he is used to me and the way I do things, and he decided that he didn't think it was right. So he said, well, I'll let you know. And he called another company. And a young technician went out, looked at it, and came to the owner of the property and said, okay, it's all fixed. He said, well, what was it? He said, it was a capacitor. And how much do I owe you? And I think the whole bill... over the part for the capacitor, I think they might have charged $38, $28 or $38 for a $12 part. So $28 or $38 for a $12 part is the highway robbery in itself. But he didn't end up being skinned by his buddy who was going to charge him $5,000 to replace equipment that did not need to be replaced. So, Kathy, you can't trust these technicians because they're not all honest. So to answer your question, could you say to a technician, well, what about the capacitor? Could it be the capacitor? You know, he might say, yeah, what a good idea. Or he might say, now, you know, I see these things, and if it's a capacitor, you know, when they go, it's only seconds before the whole unit fails. So let's just replace the whole unit. Well, I can tell you that it's not seconds. It's years that you extend the life of your outside unit when the capacitor fails. But what you should do is catch it right away. So when the unit starts humming, when it starts making noise, that's when you want to replace that capacitor. Okay, right then and there. So back to being prepared. That's what we do here at USA Prepares. So you know if you're gonna have this house, and let's say that unit is 7 years old, you know that it's going to fail. And you know it's likely to fail somewhere between 7 years and, at the absolute most, 15. So why not have a capacitor at the ready, the very one that you need? Because right now, they're getting harder and harder to get. And I talked to a guy this week and trying to get a capacitor really quickly. I ordered some on the internet, and they're on the way. They haven't shown up yet, but I wanted to have air conditioning because it's 100 degrees. And so I talked to one guy, and he said, yeah, no, well, that's a real common size, and so we're out of stock because it's common. Talked to another company, and they had them in stock, but they're going fast because with this heat wave, people just are not, they can't put off fixing the air conditioning. Because they'll die. Any comments, Kathy? Did that answer your question?
Yeah, it did, Vince. And I think, I guess, the older you get and the more you get burned, you get a little wiser, and I think you need to question everything. Even if you have to pay for a second opinion, or you could say, look, I just put the capacitor in, let's see if that works. And even if they say, oh, it's not going to last too much longer, well, for the difference in the cost, you know, take your chances on how long it will last. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, Kathy, I'm pretty sure. I know we've never met, but I'm pretty sure. Well, I'm 100% sure that your husband could do it. But I'm pretty darn sure, like 99.99999% sure that you could do it too. I'm certain you could. And you know, if it's four screws typically to take the back cover off, and there it is. It's staring you right in the face, that capacitor. And, you know, if you want to wear, like, dishwashing gloves that we used to use back in the 60s, you know, Playtex dishwashing gloves to insulate your hands a little bit, that might be a good idea. But I'm certain that you could do it. And so can everybody else in our class. But I would suggest watching a YouTube video. Because the visual is
Jake
kind of
was
important.
In big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The gross domestic product drops nearly 1% for the second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually. The White House has pushed back against calling the current economy a recession, as the economy is going to play a role in the midterm elections. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin said on Wednesday he has reached a deal with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on a bill to increase corporate taxes, reduce the national debt, invest in energy technologies, and lower the cost of prescription drugs. Senator Joe Manchin on the Chris Cuomo podcast.
I'm a very centrist. I tell people I'm fiscally responsible and socially compassionate, but I'm more of a conservative. You know, it's called a democracy. You would think that we have 60 United States Democratic senators right now. We're 50-50. We're in the longest time in history that we've ever had a completely divided Senate.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Some 40,000 railway workers in the United Kingdom went on strike Wednesday over pay, job security, and working conditions. The union said strikes were necessary as wages have failed to keep pace with UK inflation. Like the United States, the UK battles its worst inflation crisis in decades. The nationwide 24-hour strike brought the rail network to a virtual halt with only 1 in 5 trains running. Doing whatever they want, the made-for-TV January 6 group is spinning a fake political spectacle. So says Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio on Newsmax. He claims the one-sided tale has been caught in 8 different lies. And now FBI and Department of Justice whistleblowers claim the judicial branch of government is corrupt with politically motivated investigators.
Well, no, and it is part of a larger concern, obviously, the whole political nature of the Justice Department. And now we've had over a dozen FBI agents come forward as whistleblowers talking to us about this issue, to Senator Grassley, talking to our office about the school boards targeting moms and dads, treating them as if they're domestic terrorists, talking to us about concerns about January 6th and a host of other issues. So this is a real concern. And as the Judiciary Committee, charged with protecting the Constitution, the rule of law, equal treatment under the law, we got to get to the bottom of all this and make sure the American people have the truth and have the facts. If the American people put us in the majority, we're going to do just that.
The midterm elections are in November. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us in Ohio. Kathy, I've noticed that quality items that are offered used for sale on Craigslist and other sites like Craigslist, I'm talking about good quality mechanical type items, shop items, tools, power tools, compressors, grinders, vices, and things that are durable that were quality products when they were sold, including battery chargers. The prices that are being asked are as high as they were when they were brand new or higher. And it seems to me that people have figured out that the junk that is now being sold as new is not really durable, and people want the old, they'd rather have an older one than a brand new one. And they're willing to pay a lot for the older one than as compared to the price that the older one was when it was brand new. Have you seen that as well?
Oh, yeah, same thing, Vince. All you have to do is get on, like, Craigslist or eBay. You know, my refrigerator was a classic example. I probably could have got it for $150 a couple years ago, but now that everything is hard to get and people are figuring out the new appliances are junk, people want the old ones. So that was a classic example. But tools, I'm sure, like the Milwaukee tools and Makita and the quality tools that somebody's got an older one, Snap-on, I know those are going for a lot more than if, when you see them, because they're made better.
You know, maybe a couple of years ago, I needed a toolbox. And I decided that the best one for me would be a Snap-on brand mechanics toolbox. They're about $5,000 brand new. I mean, it's crazy. It weighs about 450 pounds empty, this toolbox. So it's pretty big. It's like the size of almost the size of a refrigerator turned on its side with wheels. And it has really heavy-duty drawers. And I was looking on, you know, on the Internet, $2,000 for a used toolbox. I'm talking one that's 20 years old, $2,000. So I found one that was $1,500. And I looked at it with our son. And I said to the guy, what do you really need for this thing? Because it was filthy. And the slides really needed to be disassembled and bearings taken apart and re-lubricated, cleaned and lubricated. He said $1,250. And I said, okay. I'm delighted with it. I'll bet you that thing is $2,500 now, you know, a couple years later, because good quality has gone way up in price. And I was looking at a compressor just like the one we have. It's made by, I believe it's Sanborn or maybe Coleman years ago. And it was sold under the Lowe's label Cobalt. It's a cast iron pump, a Century / A.O. Smith motor, 5-horsepower motor. It was $349.99 when I bought it. And there's a guy selling one used on Craigslist for $500. 15 years old. So everything that is necessary, tools to keep machinery running, have gone up, way up. Tractors, implements, everything that is machinery related, farm tool related, implement related, tractor related, has gone up in price. Everything. I haven't seen a single example. I mean, an absolute junk, worn out, cobbled together compressor that hardly works is going to be $300. So you'll be buying somebody else's junk. And people, and the reason they're selling for that much is because people need the parts from them to fix their compressor or their tools. So people are looking at other equipment that barely works to salvage the parts to make their equipment run. And you know what we don't do? There, when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s, there were little shops that would fix electric motors. They would actually repair them. Now, you can't find a company that will literally take a motor winding, unwind a motor and rewind it. They don't do that anymore. They'll sell you a new one, made in China. So I was talking to a guy that had a lot of experience in the electric motor business. And I said, so do these new Chinese motors, last as long as the American ones? He said, no. No, they don't. So here we are. We're forced into buying replacement motors because we don't fix motors anymore. And the ones that we're buying to replace them don't last as long as the original ones lasted. Which explains why people are buying chest freezers that are 30 and 35 years old. Because they would rather have one that only has been used for 30 or 35 years rather than buy a brand new one that looks like an American one that comes from China. That's what's happening. We're in a world of trouble. I took an electric motor apart, A. O. Smith / Century, American label. It's got bearings in it from China. How'd that happen? 15 years old, and it still has Chinese bearings in it. But it's better than the ones that come from China that are made today. Kathy, I have a recipe for soon to be world famous. Soon. Like, well, maybe in 2 minutes it'll be world famous. Bread and butter pickles. What I did, sweet bread and butter pickles, during the last break, I ran out to the kitchen and got a small saucer and put a few pickle slices in it. And what I do is I take between a quarter and a half a teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes. Take a brand new jar of pickles, open the jar, put the red pepper flakes in it, put the lid back on it, shake it up, put it in the refrigerator. Next day, shake it up. Next day, shake it up. Within a week, they are absolutely fabulous. Have you ever done that?
Oh, no, I haven't. Sounds good, then.
Absolutely. Absolutely delicious. So transform great pickles into extraordinarily great pickles just by adding a quarter to a half a teaspoon of red pepper flakes, crushed red pepper flakes, and shake it up. Kathy, what's next on your list?
Since I want to give some ideas of things people can do right now, and one of the websites I want to mention is, it's called Still Tasty, like S-T-I-L-L, Tasty. And what it does is it breaks down the reasonable life expectancy that you can get out of food, how to store it, what's the best way to store it, how to tell if it's bad. It's very comprehensive. So I think that's a good website to look and see how long are your black beans going to last or how long is your flour going to last. It was really a nice website, so people can go and look at that. You know, Vince, I needed some orange peel, and I have just taken it off of oranges before when I'm cooking, but a lot of times when I need that, I don't have an orange. So I was looking at the store, and I could not find it at all. So I went, okay, so I have some oranges in the refrigerator. I'll just make my own. So I took the little zester that you can take. You don't want the white part of the orange, but I just took the zester, and I think I did 6 oranges, and I still had my little glass container that I had from my orange peel, and I zested it, the oranges, and then I put it on my dehydrator trays with a real, real fine mesh so it doesn't fall through. And a lot of them have like a tray on the bottom, so even if it falls through, you could gather it off the tray. But I filled my jar up to probably a third, so the next time I get 4 or 5 oranges, I will do the same, and I'll just get my own, because the last time I bought it, I think it was like $6 or $7 for that little jar. So I'm starting to think, what can I do myself? And another one was, I wanted some carrot seed oil. Well, I got online, and it was expensive. So for like 16 ounces, I was looking at like $45, $48. So I got online, and sure enough, there's a recipe, how to make your own. So I think if people can look and see, can I do this myself? Another example is, I saved all my pea seeds for my snap peas. So right now, they're on the fence, and they're almost all dried off. So I'll take those off. I'll save the seeds, and I'll pull all the old vines out, and I'll put a new row in. I'll fertilize it, put a new row in, and I should have peas again. But I'm doing as much as I can because I just know that produce is really high. I mean, I read you a little bit of a list there, but when I'm looking at the stores, it's really high right now. So I'm trying to freeze and dehydrate. You know, I dehydrated some carrots. So I sliced them, I blanched them, and I dehydrated them. And it can take anywhere, depending on the thickness that you have, 8-10 hours. But I can store those in a jar. And right now, I'm trying to save as much freezer space as I can for things that really don't dehydrate well. I've been making my own hummus now for a couple years. Real easy. You need tahini, cooked chickpeas. I cook my own. I take a bag. I soak them overnight. I rinse them. I put them in the crock pot. And then once they're cooked, I take a half of that cooked result of the beans or the chickpeas. I put half in the freezer to use for later, and I make my own hummus. It's just like garlic, salt, a little bit of olive oil, the tahini, and lemon juice. And you just adjust it to how you want. You put it in the food processor and turn it on for a minute or two, and it's so cheap compared to buying the tubs at the store. So, you know, Vince, I'm just trying to give examples of what you can do. Like right now, I've got a lot of cucumbers. So I'm going to make cream cucumbers, and I'll slice up a cucumber, and I'll just, you know, eat it with some salt and pepper for lunch, and I'll chop it up real small, and I've actually got my daughter's dog this week, so I've been chopping them up small, putting them in their food, and they're eating them. So I'm trying to eat what I have right now, especially you can't really keep cucumbers forever. So, you know, I just look at that fence, and I'm like, look at what you have and try to use it right now and preserve it however you can.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We are literally using up what we have, and we're not letting anything go to waste. That's what we're doing. And class, it's going to spread all over the world. That same concept. We'll be right back.
My name is Stephen Heuer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Couple quick comments, class. Y'all remember what the president looked like before he had a hair transplant? Y'all remember that? Well, if you don't and you want to see, just go to your favorite search engine and type in his name and hair transplant. And you get a chance to see. I want to thank a person who uses the handle Mr. Clean on one of the websites. And he says he's promoting USA Prepares on other formats and websites. I think that's really nice. You know, normally we get bashed and trashed and slashed. And Mr. Clean is promoting us because he wants other people to know that there are people who think the way he does, which would be the faculty and students of USA Prepares. So, Mr. Clean, thank you very much. And Terry Francis, 130, I want to thank you for your positive comments on other websites as well. It's really nice when people actually are nice and kind, and both of you are. So, Mr. Clean and Terry Francis, 130, thank you very much. I wanted to tell you about our garden. I said I would give you an update. Carrots, zero. We have been totally 100% unsuccessful in growing a single carrot. Not one seed has germinated. And we've planted in a bucket carrots, water them every day, zero this summer. And also corn, I planted three times. Corn, zero germination, zero. Kathy, any comments about that?
That's too bad for you guys, Vince. It really is. I'm waiting to see how my garden does. I did really well with strawberries and raspberries. My tomatoes are starting to get that early blight, which is unfortunate. I've tried as much as I can not to let the water splash up, but it's so humid here that I just think it's there. So I'm sorry that you don't have any. Hopefully your tomatoes.
Have you heard of others that have tried to grow carrots that, or corn or both, that have had zero success? Or is it just us?
No, I've heard that, and I've also heard on different websites that some people are saying the seeds, some of the seeds that they bought aren't germinating, but the seeds that they saved have. So I don't know what's going on with that, Vince.
I think that's the case. I think that's the case. And I've tried two different batches of seeds from two different companies, two different varieties, zero germination. So I the word to the wise now is, class, if you have tomatoes and you have peppers that are growing, if they grow, take the best ones, save the seeds for next year. And now you can't even count on seeds that are packaged for sale. You can't even count on them germinating. You are in charge of you. Kathy, do you agree with that advice?
I do, Vince. And you know, Vince, I told you this on the phone, but I wanted to mention this at the end. There was a sign on a bakery that was over 100 years old, and it said, "We are closed," and below it, it said, "Elections have consequences." And I really think that's a sad commentary because it was a family-owned business, and they just can't stay open.
And Mrs. Vanelli keeps asking me, how come you're so gloomy, Vin? How come? It's because it's almost impossible. And I'm not giving up. I don't want anyone to think I'm throwing in a towel. I'm not like that. I'm going to fight till past my last breath. But it's getting really, really hard. It's getting hard to get parts. And I understand, you know, what I'm trying to do. It's not like I'm naive and I don't understand. I do understand, and it's difficult. So, class, I would not count on the Internet. I would get the books and the manuals that you need to repair the things that you need to repair and figure out which parts are the ones that are going to fail and get them if you can. And circle the wagons. Get your whole family to work as a family unit. We are really facing what's going to be worse than the first Great Depression. Absolutely, it's going to be worse because people had morals, values, and ethics back then. And life was much more simple. We didn't have as many things to break and as many things to go wrong. Hardly anybody, nobody had air conditioning back then. Nobody. Now, if your air conditioning system fails, it's so hot that you can't survive. You know, the heat, if you live in an apartment in New York City, for example, or any city with skyscrapers, you have an air conditioner that dumps the heat out of your apartment, dumps it outside. And then your neighbors have got to deal with the heat that you dumped outside, so they have to have an air conditioner and dump their heat outside. And then pretty soon everybody's dumping all their heat outside, so the cities are 20 degrees, 15 degrees hotter than the countryside. It's an absolute fact. So everybody needs air conditioning. That's where we are today. Kathy, any quick comments in the last 10 seconds?
Yeah, Vince, the reason why I said carrot seed oil is because it has a SPF of 40, and it's a sunscreen and good for your skin.
Yeah, very good. Kathy, I'm looking forward to seeing you in class in a couple weeks. Thank you so much
for your research
and spending time with us here at class. Kathy in Ohio, thank you again.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.